Hey, a bit of NASCAR news today. The NASCAR Cup Series will resume May 17th, if all goes according to Hoyle, at the Darlington Raceway. But the schedule has been compacted here to start anyway. A couple races at Darlington, a couple at Charlotte. They'll stay down south, Martinsville, Bristol, Atlanta, and Miami through June 14th. That ostensibly cuts out Michigan, at least the first part of their schedule. John LaFleur joins us this morning. John, of course, used to own the run the Michigan International Speedway. John, a pretty interesting start for the NASCAR crew.
Yeah, every morning it's not like Groundhog Day. It's like a whole new world. But every morning I wake up and read these things, and just everything is changing so constantly and so fast that, you know, it's just an unbelievable time. And in this change, they just announced late last night, and of course affects all of us here in the Jackson area, because the June 7th MIS race won't happen. I assume you'll be talking to Rick Brenner soon, and I'm sure that's going to be rescheduled for later in the year. But, you know, just constant changes and you know, different news every single day. And at least now we know NASCAR will start back up, and some of the first few races probably won't have spectators, but they'll all be on TV. And if you read the article, it's there'll be no live pit stops, which will be interesting, which basically means they'll stop and maybe have one crew guy change all four tires and fuel the car, so they take less people to the races. So it's just going to be different, but at least racing is starting back up.
Do you think they can get two races in at Michigan with a revised schedule, John?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll do everything in their power to do that. You know, when you look at just the short schedule they announced, you know, they're actually going to race, I think, one of them on a Wednesday, with Darlington on a Sunday and then on a Wednesday. So they're just going to, you know, double up some things and open up some dates, you know, later in the year. You know, of course, the second race at MIS is, you know, August 7th, 8th, and 9th, and you know, there's even been talk that maybe they'll have two cup races that weekend. So, you know, it's just, and it's all, unfortunately, subject to change because of, you know, all the stuff that's going on around the world. But, yeah, I think they'll have two cup races for sure.
Well, certainly they get a lot of advertising, TV and radio, but I don't know if they get enough of that to balance the books, do they, John?
Well, you know, I think it's like everything. You know, every restaurant owner right now, every us here at the racetrack, you know, Denny Donaldson over at Butler, and I think what has to happen, yeah, there's limited revenue than years before, for sure, but I think everybody's cutting expenses as much as they can, and that whole schedule that they announced last night is all really close to the Charlotte area where all the teams are based. So it'll cut down on how many people you bring to the track and the crews and the flights and all that stuff. So I think they've got a pretty lot of smart people down there at NASCAR headquarters. And I'm sure Jim France has got this thing figured out, and the car owners, that, you know, maybe it's not a year where anybody's going to make any money, but, you know, maybe it's hopefully a year that we don't lose a lot of money, too. So I think that's the goal, is to keep, just like all the other industries, keep as many people employed as possible and just get through the summer the best we can. You know, it's hard on you guys at the radio station and TV stations and everything. What do you cover and who do you send and what can you send? And so it's just, but I think it's going to work out. I mean, it's going to be strange going to the Indy 500 in August. So, and it's going to be strange whatever they decide to do with the June race at MIS.
John, there's a possibility, though, that there won't be any fans this year. You think this can happen?
Yes, unfortunately, I think that could happen. I think that, you know, and not only racing, but you know, pro football or, you know, college football, baseball, you know, the season's been interrupted or never started, I guess. And I think that's, you know, a possibility. You know, I think in some states like us that have been hit worse than others, and, you know, and we've acted appropriately, but it's could be that there is no, you know, 50,000 people at an event or 110,000 people at U of M Stadium or Spartan Stadium. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a real tough decision on our politician and governor and president how to handle that. We're probably playing right here at Jackson Speedway that we may not be able to have spectators this year. Maybe we can have racers, but maybe we can't have spectators. So we're making adjustments on that also.
Yep, John, you're an IndyCar aficionado. What's going on? What's the latest there?
Well, it's been kind of quiet, and of course the big NASCAR race there is July 4th weekend for the first time ever in modern era, and right now that's still 100% go as far as we know, and you know, still have a suite down there, and they're still planning on having us there right now. And then, you know, the 500 is going to be actually the week after the MIS race here. So, and again, according to everything that Roger Penske's saying is that, you know, they're still planning on spectators, but I think in some ways that might be wishful thinking. But I know mm-hmm. they're, you know, and they have to figure out what they're doing with their schedule too with the IRL.
John, what about your speedway, the Jackson Speedway? What are you guys looking at?
Well, we were supposed to have our first race on May 16th, which obviously is not going to happen. So we had planned, which we do every year, for certain rain dates and things throughout the late part of the season. And actually, we're going to have a phone conversation today with some of our racers and officials and try to figure out what's the best plan of attack. And I think it's, you know, we'll probably get moved back starting maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, and then just like everybody else's catch up in the fall. I mean, we run Saturday night with the mini sprints and mini cups and the go-karts, and we could run Friday and Saturday night, you know, if we're forced to towards the end of the year. And I think it's, you know, it's really just going to depend on how quickly we can get our state back opened up and people back to work, because again, a lot of our racers are own their own businesses, and some of those are shut down right now. And so it's not only a question of the health, but money. Do they have the money to fix up their race cars and race for the season? So it's kind of a day-by-day experience for us too, but we're planning on a normal schedule, and like I say, we would have had our go-karts out at MIS and Fan Plaza on June 6th and 7th. They won't be there now, but hopefully when they do run the races, we'll be able to do that also.
Yeah, what do you see? Any changes, social distancing racing, or what about fans?
Well, that's, you know, we got the hill up there that people come and sit in their cars and watch, and we got a lot of 15 acres of parking around here. If it came to that, we could spread people out away from each other pretty easily. I mean, we're not getting 50,000 people like MIS does, but, you know, we get 1,000. But we could spread them out, I think, far enough if that's the case, and just make adjustments, you know, on our parking areas and seating areas when we have a lot of smaller grandstands that we could put, like, 10 people in and just place them different places around our racetrack. So, you know, we're trying to work out plans for that because I think that's going to happen, that you're not going to be sitting, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people this summer anywhere at any event.
So basically you're just going to push things back a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's the plan right now, Greg. You know, I talk to Benny Donaldson at Butler quite often and some of the other trucks in our area, our size. You know, and that's kind of basically what everybody's doing. And like I said, you can make up stuff. Normally everybody plans some rain out dates towards the end of the year, which we do that too. And so we have some open dates that if we miss, because usually in May we get rained out once or twice anyway. So, you know, we just catch up at the end of the year, and that's kind of the plan. And then the social distancing is, you know, that's just the huge unknown right now. And even if we're going to be able to have any, you know, fans. But we will, you know, we'll make the adjustments just like, you know, I'm sure, you know, MIS is looking at what they're doing out there. And I know Roger down at Indy, and because he owns the IRL series now too. I mean, everybody's been pretty flexible, you know, that you talk to. I tell you a funny story. You know, have you watched any of the simulated racing on TV, the IndyCar or NASCAR?
Yeah.
And they're really pretty well done, authentic looking wise. And last week, NASCAR race was at Talladega. And of course, Bobby Allison grew up, you know, an hour from there in Hueytown, lived his whole life. And so I texted him Sunday morning, asked him if he was in Talladega for the race. And he texted me back, no, he's I'm at home in Mooresville. And then he dawned on me that I was just kind of playing with him a little bit. So once the race started, he called me up. I finally figured out what you meant by watching the race. So we had a good laugh and good conversation about watching the race together. And Jeff Gordon crashed rolled over seven times. So it was pretty exciting. So it was fun to watch a race, even by distance, with Bobby.
So the news today is no race June 7th at MIS, but we expect that will just be pushed back later on in the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, MIS is owned by the France family, so, you know, they're going to do everything they can to keep supporting their own tracks that they own, and I suspect it could be a complete separate weekend, or again, the double it up with the 7th, 8th, and 9th weekend. So, I mean, I think that's their two choices, and you know, Rick will get that figured out, and I'm sure everybody will have a good time at MIS this summer, one way or the other.
Hey, John, thanks for jumping in with us today. Appreciate it.
Okay, stay safe.
You too. Thanks. John LaFleur joining us from the Jackson Speedway.